Just as well. Thank you very much for clearing that one up. Very quick question. Chris is in the Cavendish and says, when you've got 15 metres worth of hose pipe, for example, and you switch off the water, it immediately stops coming out of the end. So where does that 15 metres of water go?
It stays in the hose pipe, surely.
Absolutely. I mean, that would be my thought. I mean, but there's a couple of reasons why. One is that fluids, liquids are incompressible. And as a result, when it's a bit like a Newton's cradle, you put some water in at one end of the hose and it pushes an equivalent volume of water out the other end of the hose. You could argue that the water running through the hose has a bit of momentum. But the point is that if you've got a perfectly sealed hose and it's at the same height as the tube at the other end, so gravity's not helping and you don't wait for an air bubble to go in and displace water out, the only way more water could come out is by creating a vacuum between the end of the tap and the tube.
And that ain't going to happen
in
nature.
That's not going to happen quickly. And so for that reason, the water turns off because you're pushing something which is effectively incompressible out the end of the tube. So there's no effective stored elastic energy in there.
So if you got like a skewer or something and stuck it in the tap end of your hose, then the water would dribble out because you're letting air in that end of the hose.
It would possibly come out quicker. It's a bit like shotgunning a can of drink, isn't it? When you turn a can of drink upside down, it goes glug, 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 because you have to replace the drink volume that's coming out with an equivalent volume of air, otherwise there'll be a vacuum above the drink. Whereas if you get the can and make a hole in the bottom and then pop the top off, it will empty very, very fast because air can enter easily without having to form bubbles and pass through the liquid to let it go through.
Shotgun your hose pipe.
There you go.